The board overseeing Minnesota's $43 billion pension fund is trying to encourage Pfizer, the world's largest drug company, to change its business practices. The State Board of Investment, led by Minnesota's governor, says it's trying to lower prescription drug prices in the U.S., but critics argue that the effort could backfire, harming Pfizer's stock price and lowering the value of the state's retiree pension fund. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck reports.
The fight in large part is over the reimportation of prescription drugs from Canada. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty says the shareholder proposal, which he supports, is an attempt to get Pfizer to reconsider its sales strategy and to fully disclose its lobbying, legal, and marketing costs. Minnesota's pension fund owns $476 million in Pfizer stock, less than 1% of Pfizer's total value. But Pawlenty hopes to recruit other pension fund managers to his effort.
Is that current model sustainable when they have to spend truckloads of money on lobbying, truckloads of money on marketing, truckloads of money on public relations, all to fend off any incursion on the American price structure? I don't think their current pricing structure is sustainable. And if you agree with that premise, then I think they should be held accountable.
This isn't the first time that Minnesota's board has tried to leverage its portfolio against a company for its business practices. The board sold all of its tobacco stocks in 2001, something Pawlenty doesn't want to do with Pfizer at this point. While Pawlenty says the plan is an attempt to fix the long-term business strategy at Pfizer, others call the move pure politics. Minnesota Secretary of State Mary Kiffmeyer sits on the Board of Investment and voted against the proposal. She's concerned it could drive down Pfizer's stock price, which could hurt retiree pension funds.
The first concern that is on my mind is the money of our current retirees and future retirees. That's my main concern and first responsibility, not just keep it in mind.
Others say the move comes because Pfizer cut off drug shipments to two Canadian wholesalers. The company believed the wholesalers were illegally selling its drugs to U.S. consumers. While Pfizer Chairman and CEO Hank McKinnell won't comment on Minnesota's efforts, he says his company's profits depend less on its global pricing strategy and lobbying expenses than on the development of new drugs.
We have in development new drugs for cancer, for pain, for anxiety disorders, for heart disease. If they're successful, we will continue to be successful as an organization.
McKinnell says no Pfizer shareholder proposals have passed in recent memory. But even if this one does, the company is not required to abide by it. Nonetheless, Governor Pawlenty says he'll attend Pfizer's annual shareholder meeting next month.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good to see you.
Pawlenty is working hard to garner support from other governors and seniors on the issue. At a recent AARP event in St. Paul, many seniors applauded Pawlenty's action. Shirley Hunt Alexander, an AARP member and one of the state's pension holders, says he's right to focus on Pfizer's business practices.
I guess if it's a trade-off, I'll go with the lower profits because of the profound effect this is having on our people and our country.
While Minnesota's shareholder proposal is focusing on Pfizer for now, the State Board of Investment says it intends to take similar action against other drug companies that limit sales to Canadian pharmacies that serve U.S. consumers. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in St. Paul.